One of the most remarkable times in the history of our nation was certainly the 1859 revival. The Spirit of God had begun to move in America, in New York City in 1858. A man by the name of Jeremiah Lanphier, a New York businessman, had opened up a premises in Fulton Street in New York for Christian businessmen to come and pray for a move of God in their city. And within a few weeks, hundreds and hundreds of men across New York City were praying for revival, and revival began to move like a fire across that part of America. People in Ulster began to hear about it, and the Irish Presbyterian Church sent ministers across the Atlantic to see what was going on, and they came back on fire and enthused and excited for something similar to happen here in Ulster. And at the same time, some young men up in the Ballymena area in Kells were praying for an outpouring of God's Spirit. And so in 1859, God moved in revival blessing, and virtually every town and every county in Northern Ireland was really touched by this move of God's Spirit. And it's estimated that somewhere in the region of 100,000 souls were converted. And the town of Lisburn, like many other towns, was affected by the revival as well. You can maybe see in the background here, just in the distance, a large letter P. That's part of the Bow Street Mall shopping centre. Most of it's empty now and just vacant lots and different things. But away back in 1859, there was a flax mill on that same site, Messrs. R. Stewart and Sons Flax Mill. Because linen and flax and bleaching was a very big part of the economy of Lisburn in 1859. And on one Sunday, just get the date here, Sunday the 19th of June, 1859, so many of the churches were crowded to capacity that they couldn't accommodate the crowds that were wanting to come. It was the case in the cathedral, it was the case in the Presbyterian Church, the Methodist Church. Virtually every meeting house in the town was crammed to capacity, and they couldn't accommodate the crowds who were coming to hear the Word of God and to worship God. And so this flax mill, Messrs. R. Stewart and Sons, they had a very large field just beside the flax mill in the site of Bow Street Mall shopping centre. And that field was used for bleaching. And so in the afternoon of the 19th of June, 1859, they organised an ad hoc meeting, if you like. It was advertised in the churches, and thousands crowded around that flax mill, filled that field to capacity. And Mr. Stewart himself, the owner, the proprietor of the business, was a Christian man. He had been stirred up through the awakening, had given himself really and wholly and fully to God. He had begun to preach and evangelize, and he preached at that meeting, and other clergymen took part as well. And as he was preaching, at least four people right on the spot cried out to God for mercy, and God began to really move at that particular time through that sermon. That day it was carried in the local press during that week that God had come in a wonderful, wonderful way. You know, we long, I'm sure, as Christian people, we long for days like that again, and we trust that God will send them. We read in Acts chapter 3 and verse number 19, the preaching of God's servant Peter. Whenever he had preached on Pentecost, God moved, and God was continuing to move throughout the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And we read in Acts chapter 3, 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. We need refreshing, reviving, stirring. Our land is desolate, it's dry, it's barren, and many are living and dying without the knowledge of a Saviour. But we trust and pray that God even will move once again and send us those times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Pray that God will move, and let's really take our Christianity seriously, and let's go through with God. And we pray that even there'll be times like that again, whenever our churches will not be able to hold the people who want to come to hear the preaching of the gospel. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.